Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, Grand Rising, everybody, put your seatbelt on because we're going for a ride this morning. Let me welcome Michelle Froge, Rockstar Coach. How are you?
Grand Rising. Happy to be here today, bright and early.
Yeah. So both of you, like, we both love early morning, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Musicians love getting up early.
Well, okay, so you're a musician, right? And here's the thing, as an intuitive, you know, maybe, so when you're an intuitive, the world gets, our part of the world, whatever part you're in, gets quiet at night.
Uh-huh.
So that's our sweet spot.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So getting up early in the morning when people are like hustling and bustling, we're just getting into our REM, right?
Yeah. Well, usually, you know, the spirit world wakes me up around 3 o'clock, you know, and they want to talk. And I'm like, no, I want to sleep. But sometimes they keep me up, you know, and they just got stuff to say. And so.
Right. Well, I have two solutions for that, which, I started using One is Noni Sleep, which is Tahisha Noni Berry with, has L-theanine in it, GABA, I think a couple other elements that really help with the deep sleep. So they're not waking my butt up.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah.
And the other one is called Beauty Rest. You know,
oh, I need some of that for sure.
Well, I mean, it's just so amazing. And I'm all about rotating your food and rotating your nutrients. On my health journey, I've mentioned, you know, on a variety of different shows, one of the things was I wasn't rotating my foods. Well, if you have trauma and you're not rotating your foods, and I'm sorry, oops, did I say if you have trauma? Because like everybody in the world right now has trauma.
Yeah,
right?
We
okay,
all do.
Right? So if you have trauma, yes, you do, and you're not rotating your foods, your body starts to see that food as a predator and causes inflammation. So
it sounds to me like it's very similar to, you know, working out. When you work out the same muscle groups and do the same type of exercise, your body doesn't recognize it as anything new anymore. And so it's like it doesn't do what you are intending for it to do. So it sounds very similar.
Yeah, and plus you need to give that body part of rest.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so actually, I used to bodybuild.
Yeah.
And I actually used to teach people how to bodybuild, which is really kind of funny if you think about it now, because I'm a little bit more plump.
Hey, there's all sorts of coaches, all different sizes.
I don't care. Yeah, you know, so it's interesting. So spirit teaches me through experience, right? And you know, I got a message yesterday. So I've been struggling. I'm gonna just pause for a second. If you don't like real, turn off the show now. Because you can get a dose of real.
No holds barred.
Oh, no. So I've been constipated. You know, things aren't
such
flowing. So things aren't flowing, and there's been weight gain from the stress that I was under, and you know I'm really good about my food intake, not eating too much, and not a stress eater, so the other day I went to this really cool store. It's got like three locations. It's a health food store / grocery store.
Oh.
So they've expanded, and they also have a cafe there.
Nice.
And I forget the name of the store. I can look it up later. But so we went in there, and I ordered this juice. And what it was lemon, honey, and activated charcoal and about 14 ounces of water.
Ooh.
So that should really clear you out.
Yeah, it should.
So I did that a few days. It's not working.
Oh, no.
Right? So I'm like, spirit, like WTF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, right? And they're like, sorry, we want you to do it energetically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, meaning, yes, we know food can do it, but we want you to start using your gifts more prominently to move the energy through your body. In moments after I cleared... I cleared.
There you go. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Did you mention that that was the message that you got? It makes me think of in very recent days, within the past probably 2 weeks, I have been hearing, maybe a little bit more, but very recently I've been hearing, you're getting upgrades. You're getting upgrades. You're getting upgrades.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Just like
Andrew's on fire.
Basis. Yeah. I'm getting something else activated or getting an upgrade to something that I have. And it's like, you know, you know, we're used to using our abilities. And then, you know, you wake up the next day and it's like, whoa, what's that one? What is that? Oh, wow. I can do that? That's crazy.
Well,
you know?
And the thing is, there's actually no limit to what we can do. The only limit that you and I have or anybody else has is, the limit we put on ourselves. And so that's really the message and the energy that's in the universe. Your potential is limitless. The only reason you can't do something is because you choose that you can't do it.
That's right.
So, like I'm flowing, right?
I'm so happy for you. I'm sure all of the listeners are just pleased as pie.
Well, so the message is, though, that, like, it's energy, right?
Yeah.
It's stuck energy.
Yep.
And so, you know, I'm not here to talk about constipation, but I am here, which in a way I am.
Well, energetic constipation.
Energetic constipation. Mine was my intestinal tract. Which one's yours?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
We can clear that.
Yep. Right.
So not only can we do, like, you know, there's intuitive readings, but we can clear, like, you know, clear the energy so that your body can do what your body needs to do. We can do it energetically. Sure, it's coming in. Take the show. Go ahead. Got to get the show.
Well, it kind of you know, it reminds me of what I think we were talking about on our very first show together, that we all have the ability to tap into source energy.
Mm-hmm.
But we get in our head, right? And we get in our head about all sorts of things. I mean, anything that we are feeling a contraction around, if that makes sense. Like,
oh, it does.
We're not allowing ourselves to get to that next level, or we say we want something and it's not happening, though everything around us, it looks like it should be happening. Well, we're blocking ourselves from it. Now, it may be that there's something else that we need to heal before we're able to get to that next level. But still, that's blocking ourselves because we're not aware of it or we're not healing it. Mm-hmm. And so it's a matter of being open. So, you know, I sometimes will tell, I'll say to people, how about, remember when you were a kid, most of us probably pretended something, right? You were a superhero, you were a princess, whatever you were.
Ballerina.
You pretended. What's that?
A ballerina.
Absolutely.
And I was a magical person, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was Miss America, too. I was Miss America
a lot.
And, you know, so go back to that time. We become adults and we stop letting our imagination just flow because we, you know, for obvious reasons, we have so many things going on in our life daily. We have responsibilities, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But when we can allow ourselves to just sit for a few moments and let our imagination go wild and dream just a little bit, what if I could hear messages from source? What if I could see possibilities for my future? What if, et cetera, et cetera? When we open ourselves up to that what if, mm-hmm. and allowing ourselves to dream the possibilities, that's the first step of actually allowing it to come through, because that's when we're saying, okay, I'll pretend for a minute. And when you pretend, but it comes through.
Yeah, and I would say, what if? Right. Or maybe. So let me take it to another level.
Sure.
It's a yes and. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if you look at the experiences that you have in life from a different lens and recognize it as source energy? Maybe you're already hearing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there's a lot of people who are receiving, and they don't even know it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
receives. Yeah, we constantly are. I mean, it perfect example, what you were talking to, I think, is like, if you look back on your life, like, you've gotten to this point in your life. Well, how did you get there? And if you look, if you take a step back and look, all of the things that had to fall into place to get you to where you are right now in this moment, you will be amazed because you'll see things in your life that you're like, okay, if I hadn't met that one person, or if I hadn't gone to that school, or if I hadn't, you know, whatever it was, if you hadn't made that one choice, everything in your life would be different. And, you know, for better or worse, sometimes we're in places that we don't wish we were in. And same thing. Maybe you were getting the messages, and if you look back to be like, oh yeah, if I would have listened to that person, or if I would have listened to my gut on that one.
Well, let's talk about your gut.
It's all about your gut, yeah, in more ways than one, as you were just talking about.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's the brain-gut connection, right?
Yeah.
And so if you don't have a healthy gut, you don't have a healthy brain. If you don't have a healthy brain and healthy gut, you're not listening. Or you can listen, but it's just a little bit more of a struggle. And I'm called to share a portion of my story prior to the proper diagnosis that I had, right? When they unravel my situation. And for people who are just tuning in, let me see if I can do this. So this is, you know, the pictures, right, where I was a bodybuilder, got misdiagnosed, put on all these different medications, and then reclaimed my health, but nearly died, right? Oh, sorry. But so I want to talk about, it was 2014. And so at that point in time, I am getting thoughts. We'll call them just thoughts in my head that I should go see a neurologist. And yes, yet I had a diagnosis of bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. And I had this thought that I'm supposed to go to a neurologist. Now, I believe it's my mom talking to me, and it probably was my mom and Jesus. And I'm like, well, why should I go? I don't need a neurologist, right? And so what I want, I feel like somebody needs to hear this. If you're getting like this nudge, this thought, a recurring thought that needs to come, that comes to you and it's pushing, I won't say the thought is pushing you. You're feeling, I'm trying to channel this because I'm trying to hear what they're saying. They're saying if you're feeling pushed or in pushed to go do something and it's a recurring thing, they're telling me to tell you that you're not source energy, that's your spirit guide right now. Someone who's listening needs to hear that. So, and recognize it as such. I did not recognize it as such. I didn't even have the word spirit guide. I had mom. That's what I had. And so, you know, honor where you're at in terms of your knowledge base, in terms of your discernment, in terms of all that other stuff. You know, you're exactly where you need to be. And Andrew, my husband, said the great place that we went to, it's called Nature's Corner Market, is the name of the great health food store and cafe. And they're in Woodstock. I think they're in Marietta. And I think they're also in Jasper. Yeah, they got three locations. And I want to see if we have any callers. So I want to, I should run this through. Hold on. So if you have questions and you want a free reading, okay, call into the show this morning, 515-605-9325. Now, you just you can call in and listen, or you can call in and press 1. And when you're press 1, we get a little hand that goes up. And then as soon as we can, we'll bring you on to the show and you can ask your questions of Michelle or I if you want a free intuitive reading, or for me, even a free healing. You know, and you're a healer, you're a Reiki master, so we can both do free healings. There you go. Distant Reiki. Woohoo. So, you know, you get a twofer today. So let's see here. So So we have watchers. We don't have comments yet. So how did you start to learn who you were, Michelle? When did that start?
I mean, it goes all the way back to when I was a really young child.
So you had an inkling as a child?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I always
about it.
I always talked to imaginary people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think my family always kind of talked it up to, I grew up like an only child. I have a half brother and a half sister, but they're 10 and 12 years older than me. So, you know, we were not playing the same types of things. And so I was very creative mm-hmm. with my play because, you know, a lot of times I played by myself and I was very, very shy, if you can believe that. I would cry when people would talk to me if they were strangers. I did not like strangers.
I was the same way. I did not even... So this is hilarious. I was visiting my grandma and grandpa in Miami, Florida, and I had to take my shorts off, and I had a bathing suit. We're at the pool. So all I had to do is take off my shorts and shirt at the pool with a bathing suit underneath, and all I am crying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know what that is, but, yeah, I was
totally shy.
Yeah.
I didn't want any attention. I just wanted to skate through.
Yep. Yeah. Me too. Mm-hmm. And now I stand on stage in front of hundreds, thousands of people. So,
and
I mean, you know.
Yeah. There you go. Right?
Who knows? But, yeah, so I was always, you know, talking to people I couldn't see. And then, I mean, I had different experiences through growing up, that certainly, you know, once I was old enough to be cognizant of it, I started questioning, like, what is that? But at the same time, I also didn't question that I had the ability.
Mm.
Does that make sense? It's like, okay, well, what is it? I know I'm hearing something, or I know I have this ability. I don't know what it is, but I know I have it. So it's interesting. I didn't question the ability until I really started to purposefully develop it, right? And then when I purposefully, you know, was tapping in, that's when the doubts came. Oh, who are you to think that you can do this and all of that? And it's like, no, wait, take a step back. You've been doing this since you were a child. You know, you have the ability. I've been talking to you. I've been giving you messages and visions all your life. So why are you questioning it now? But that's, again, we become adults and our brain gets, you know, our ego gets, and we start to question things and we block ourselves. So
It was interesting because I used to take care of, you know, I didn't get it that way. I used to take care of my grandmother, Grandma Susan. That was her name, Grandma Susan. And when she was in the hospital, like I always used to get messages around death. It was weird.
Yeah.
Like who was going to pass?
Yeah.
And I would find out ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why I would get that. I still don't know why I get it ahead of time. But, you know, it was just, that's how it was always showing up for me. I didn't have imaginary play friends, and I did watch Bewitched, and Bewitched was
That was the best show.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do when I grow up. Do you want to become an airline pilot, right? Yeah.
I think a lot of us wanted to be Samantha.
I know.
Get rid of people that we didn't like.
Right. And so then, there was Charmed. Do you remember watching that show?
You know what? I don't think I ever watched it. I know what you're talking about, but I don't think I ever watched it.
So they were doing, you know, Good Cells, right?
Okay.
like they were three witches or whatever, and they were doing good spells. And I don't consider myself a witch, just
no.
clarity. And I know you don't either.
No.
Light worker, right?
Yeah.
Bring the light in despite the darkness that might be
yes.
there. Yeah. Always just shine the light. And they were shining the light. Now, the problem with the title of the show is that it was charmed, but, I mean, they still had witches. And to me, that has a connotation that I don't align with, right?
Yeah.
So like that. But we are 25 minutes into the show. Today's your day, folks. So don't wait. What's your question? I mean, we're here to serve you, to do an intuitive reading. You can call in at 515-605-9325. All you have to do is call in, press 1 to speak, and ask your question. Or if you are shy, which is fine, you can send a text, not a text, but go into Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, or Podbean, and you can write your question, and then we can answer your question right now as a, you know, as an intuitive, okay? So I know we have a few people listening on Podbean. We have a few people listening on, and we got a hand up. Woohoo! Okay, so 779-801. We're waiting for your awesome question. Here we go. Hold on. Well, Grand Rising, and welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Grand Rising. This is Maika. How are you?
Good morning, Maika. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So listen, Jody, I'd like a whole full body healing. Or do I have to be specific?
Full body healing. I'm not sure that I can do a full body healing, but I can certainly do a healing. So full body healing takes years to do, right? It does. I mean, so here's the thing. Our cells are constantly changing, right?
Right.
And so so our cells have to be released, and we have to keep the good cells, release the bad cells. And so as we're on our journey, it takes 7 years before we become that full new person that we are intended to become. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's true. I understand that.
Okay. And so what is it that you're looking for? Because I know you had called in and spoke to Dr. Stephen Spencer, which, by the way, those dates of those shows, I believe, are May 17th. Let me just pull those up. Hold on.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you all are
yeah,
wonderful together.
Yeah, he's going to be on May 17th and June 21st. So.
The 17th and the 21st?
Mm-hmm, 17th of May and 21st of June. We'll have Dr. Steve. So Dr. Steve Spencer is a naturopath for the people who missed last week's show. And Michelle, he's a healer on steroids.
Love it. I love it.
Crap. The things that he does. I'm like, thank you. Right?
Nice. Yes.
So you have to call into the show, too, in case there's anything we're missing on us, right? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there is.
Yeah, so what I'd like you to focus on is nerve damage.
Oh, gosh, I can see that.
Peripheral nerve damage.
So it's stemming from this part of the brain. Basal ganglia is damaged. So your basal ganglia is damaged. It's overactive. So what they're asking me, so they're saying that there's, I mean, I can certainly do healings on it, right? And so, and let me just say this, this is not FDA approved.
Any Western medical, any Western medical, you know, anything like that. There's my disclosure. If you're looking for that, call somewhere else, right, people? Okay, so you need take your list. Do you have pen and paper first? Maika?
Sure. Uh-huh, I have it. Picking it up right now.
You need to take lion's mane?
Hold on. Lion's mane?
It's a type of mushroom for nerves and for nerve damage and brain health. Chaga, mm-hmm. which is for the immune system.
What was that?
Chaga. C-H-A-G-A. C-H-A-G-A. Chaga.
Okay.
It's another mushroom. You need to increase your fat big time.
Increase fat?
Uh-huh. Avocado. Flaxseed oil was number one on their list over avocado. They want you to increase your fish oil, so salmon, but they want you to take a fish oil capsule in addition
okay.
to... They said you have to eliminate all caffeine and sugar. Now, that's, to me, obvious because I had small fiber neuropathy. Are you aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there were, now I'll channel it for you, but I just know this is the science side, but okay. Yes. All right. So there's two essential oil blends that you put on the bottom of your big toe. You do that 3 to 4 times a day. And you also put it on the C1, C2, which is the back of your neck. Okay.
Okay.
Back of the neck gets the oil to every organ, tissue, and cell in your body. And this putting it on the bottom of your big toe acts as a time release capsule. So it's going to take a good 4 to 8 hours for it to go up your body. And that's mm-hmm. why we're doing it every 3 to 4 hours. So it's constantly being fed. Okay. And so it's aroma, touch, and balance, essential oils. And you can get those through me if you want. If you don't, I understand that. You're eating clean foods, right? Like sustainably produced and organic?
As much as possible.
Okay. They're telling me to tell you to stay away from wheat for a while. And the reason is that, and now I know why, the wheat is, so when we eat bread, it bursts in sugar. So it's another way of getting sugar into your body, and we need to not have sugar in your body. So stay away from wheat for a while.
Okay. Did you say what the essential oil blend is?
Yeah, I did. A balance and aroma touch.
Oh, that's the name of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I can get that for you offline.
Good. I'll get that for you.
What else are you asking me, Tony? They want me to share with you to increase your activity. They say it doesn't have to be a lot. They even say just walking down the street for a few minutes until you build up.
Okay.
Your endurance. And FYI, my activity was walking down 3 flights of stairs to get my mail and then walking back up. And then eventually I was able to do 7 miles.
Mm.
So just start where you're at and don't make yourself wrong. Love yourself where you're at, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, what else does she need to do? They said increase your filtered water intake. They said if you're drinking bottled water, nix it fast. It's got lots of crap in it.
and remove the fluoride from your, because the water filters we have remove the fluoride, and we know that fluoride is a neurotoxin.
Right.
So if you're not filtering your water, you know, we have solutions for that. Spirit guides, can I bring in the triad, please? Okay, they said as far as the part that's on you, that's on you, and those are the things that they want you to start with. They did mention, they said if you're not filtering your shower head water, that's critical. We
okay.
have that. So the shower, so imagine that you're taking a shower. Like I take a 10-minute shower, right? You can't get me out once I get in. 17
me
gallons.
Too.
If it's toxic, it's a problem.
Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
Now,
I can see
now,
that.
You're welcome. So now let's do, I'm going to just, yeah, so. Okay, so I'm going to go into a healing mode. Will you do this with me, Michelle?
I was going to say, I can do a cell healing while you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, so why don't we do both do a, you're going to do a cell healing? Uh-huh. Yeah, so let's do that together. Do you want to lead on the healing, and then I'll pick up where you leave off, like whatever, like you don't catch, I'll just pick up the remnants?
Yeah, I'm just going to go in and find the cells, or find some cells that need some healing, and then find a good cell or heal the ones that need healing, and then regenerate that good cell.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Clear. And while you're doing that, I'm clearing her chakras. Clear Maika's chakras. Wow. And we want to align those chakras. Does she have entities? Yeah. Clear the negative entities that are on Maika. Transmute those up to source, please. Put a grid around Maika. And the grid is with selenite, bronzite, tourmaline, and rose quartz. Protect them.
I'm feeling heavy in my chest. Maika, is your chest feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Okay.
That her heart chakra is not cleared, that's why.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's heart.
Yeah. So we'll both focus on her heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Okay, that feels clear.
Yeah, that's better.
Now it's first throat chakra. The throat chakra thing? Yeah. You clear Maika's throat chakra. Clear my existence, transmute the negative energy up to source, replace with God's divine light. Maika, blow out the air. Can you hear me? Go ahead. Blow it out again. Pull it out. There you go. Pull it out. Push it out. Good job. Wow. There you go. You got it out. Transmute it up to source. Replace all that energy with God's divine white light. There you go. And here it comes. Now you need to repeat after me.
Okay.
I release cells that no longer serve me and give them to source.
I release all cells that no longer serve me and give them to source.
Replace with God's divine light, divine white light.
Replace with God's divine white light.
Push it out. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I saw a lot of black cells being removed, and then we filled it up with white light. So
yeah, there's no black cells left in there now. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take time, right? Mm-hmm. We've removed cells, but I mean, you should start feeling something different now, actually, is what they're telling me. Is that what you hear, too?
Well, I was hearing drink a lot of water today and that you might feel tired because we moved a lot through. So honor what you're feeling in your body. If you feel like you need to rest, honor that and do that, because that is your cells regenerating, and that does take a lot of energy out of our bodies.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Okay, so let me go to, you better go to commercial.
We're a little late.
It's okay. High is good, right?
That's right.
Let me just.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right. So I'm going to run one more commercial, but I'm also, we have to clear energy. Let me just. So if you have earbuds on or any type of earphone on, please be careful. Here it comes. I'm going to run one more commercial before we end.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yet, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, we are back. And Maika, how are you feeling?
I feel relaxed. Was that a gong you were hitting?
Yes, we have clear energy. It's a Tibetan bell.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we are clearing energy.
Very relaxed.
Good.
I have another question also.
Okay, yes, we do have another caller. Can we come back to you so that some
yes,
other
you can come back to me. Come back to me. Go and take the other call.
All right, so welcome to Self-Cell Care. What's your name and why are you calling?
Good morning, Grand Rising. My name is Catherine, calling from North Georgia.
Hello. How are you, Catherine?
Hello. Good. Thank you for asking. I have a question and a healing, and I wanted to say that when I was growing up that I had, you know, all these feelings and thoughts coming through, and I didn't really know where they were coming from, but I knew that messages were being sent to me, and some of it was be careful of what you want to know. You know, in regards to boyfriends and such. And I've always been curious on how to understand the messages coming through and through your show. Thank you very much. I'm grateful to be learning more to listen to the thoughts and to understand that it is speaking to me. Sometimes I think when you're young, you don't understand where the thoughts or messages are coming from, or if they're real, or, you know, what is happening here, if they're self-generated, if somebody is truly sending you messages. So I've been grateful to be able to listen closely and understand that they are messages coming through to me, and I'm grateful to understand them better through listening to you ladies. And
yay.
And also I'd like a healing. And for you, Jody, I'd like to get some doTERRA offline. And I'm grateful to be able to utilize your services. You've helped me greatly going through my health journey. I have had, I was on tamoxifen for breast cancer many years ago, 2014 it started, and I've gradually developed pretty extreme joint pain, and now that I've moved back to Georgia, it's gotten much, much worse. You know, coming from a dry climate to a very humid climate. So I would like a healing of my joints and also to enlist your services to get some essential oils to help me with that.
Okay, so what they're telling me, I'm going to do the Michelle, if you want to do the healing, and I'll do the assessment of what nutrients and
sure.
So they're also telling me, so it's inflammation, right? So no sugar. No coffee, no caffeine. That includes things like matcha. I'm still hearing. Hold on one second, please. And Michelle is healing you while we're speaking. So it's similar. I mean, they want you to increase your fats, fish, salmon in particular. They're telling me shrimp.
Shrimp.
And actually, they want you taking cilantro, essential oil, at night before you go to bed.
I am, thanks to you telling me.
Okay.
I have a lot of heavy metals.
Okay, yeah. Activated charcoal. Can you take that or not?
Okay.
No. Are you still
How
on medication? Are you still on med? If you're still on medications, I'm hearing you might be, and that we can't get you on activated charcoal because it'll pull out all the medications from your body. It'll be too much.
Okay. Okay.
So they're telling me you need to go see a doctor, a neurologist, for the purposes of weaning off your medication.
Okay.
And telling, you're supposed to tell them that you want to go plant-based, and you want to substitute, but you also want to make sure that you properly and safely get off your medication. You can't do this without a doctor. I have 5 doctors that helped me get off all my medication. Okay.
From a similar story years where I was taking many, many, many medications for all the stuff that they said was going on. And through your guidance, I've been, you know, eating healthier, taking supplements, using the doTERRA oils, using the BOD, and trying to heal myself naturally. I'm just finding myself with a lot of joint pain, which is causing me mobility issues and a lot of fatigue from the pain.
Yeah, there's a blockage that needs to be cleared. Yeah. And I feel that Michelle's clearing it right now. I'm seeing it flow. Good job, Michelle. We make quite the team. Bam.
I was wondering if
blockages
anybody...
right now as we speak. And the blockages are obviously in your joints, but I also see it coming from your atlas. It's starting from your atlas, the blockage. Good job, Michelle. She's clearing it. God, she's good. Damn.
I'm just a channel.
Can anybody see any cardiovascular issues?
I see them. Have you stopped smoking?
Let's say I have had days where I've had nothing and then days where I've broken down and had a couple.
I'm getting that you have circulation issues. Do you feel that,
yeah.
Catherine?
I have been getting messages that I am. Like there's been feelings coming through that I am having cardiovascular issues.
Yeah. So for the circulation, that device that you were on, the cloud, will help with that. The other thing is putting on balance essential oil and aroma. No. Just balance essential oil topically at the C1, C2, the back of the neck, at the atlas actually. And then I want you to put it on the bottom of your big toe as well. 3 times a day. So here's the thing. So it's interesting. You know, I work with a couple different PEMF devices. And while I like the cloud better for, because it provides balance and serenity, they're telling me that you need Beamer.
Interesting.
Well, the Beamer, you know, supported by NASA, helps. So they're taking that technology, as I understand it. I'd have to, you know, I know at one point they were,
to put in the spacesuits for astronauts because to increase their microcirculation while they're in space.
Yeah, after Saturday using the cloud, I was so relaxed, so extremely relaxed. I had not felt that good in a long time.
Good. Yeah, I love the cloud. Her career guides. She's my name. They're telling me Beamer.
Beamer. Okay.
So for you, here's the thing. You look. I mean, we're moving towards the cloud, right? Andrew and I, we're going to be still representing both companies, but we're moving towards the cloud for other things. But you need Beamer. It's a stronger device, from what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, and with this, what you need. Ah, I have a solution. We'll talk about it offline. That's much easier for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I have a solution I have a solution that allows you to get what you need from Beamer, but then get the cloud when you're ready to get the cloud.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and you don't have to buy a Beamer. So we'll talk.
Rent the Beamer.
Yep, you can lease the Beamer for a few months until you're ready, and then, and then when your body is at the point where it's at, you can get the cloud because that's really what you want.
Okay.
Is that helping you?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right, darling. All right.
Thank you so much, ladies. I'm grateful that I get to hear you every Tuesday.
Yeah, so let me anything else that needs, I'm feeling that we're not complete. Hold on. What else? There's something else that needs to be clear. Something with the past life. Part of the pain that you're holding is not from this lifetime, it's from a past lifetime. And so you have to release the pain from this life, from this lifetime. So repeat after me. To bring in my spirit guide, to bring in the color. Bring in spirit guide. Please come in and help me.
Come in and help me.
I am grateful for your help.
I am grateful for your help.
I no longer need the pain to teach me any lessons.
I no longer need the pain to teach me any lessons.
I've learned my lessons. I am grateful for my lessons.
I have learned my lessons. I am grateful for my lessons.
I release all my pain to God.
I release all my pain to God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. I have felt that I have lived a prior life. I just can't pinpoint what it is.
So one other thing, I release all my pain to God from this lifetime and past lifetimes and future lifetimes.
I release all my pain to God from all past, future, and present lifetimes.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, now that's
amen, 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 amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Michelle,
God
you're
bless.
Amazing. You did really amazing work.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great day, ladies.
You too.
So we're going to go to
bye.
Bye.
All right. You're welcome. We're going to go to commercial. I'm going to do, it should be about almost a minute and a half commercial. So do some self-care.
Yes. Thank you.
We'll run a couple commercials. People, we're going to run a couple commercials. Please stay tuned with us. Stay involved. We're just going to run a couple commercials. We're going to do some self-care on ourselves. And then we're going to come back and help you heal as well. But we have to make sure that we take care of our own
cellular body.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique quick link that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's quick link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's quick link, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Jody Toussaint of Toussaint Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health. Hi, I'm Jody Toussaint with Toussaint Essentials. I started Toussaint Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Toussaint Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we depth with helping your employee or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Toussaint Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, we are back. That's a lot of energy work. We're going to do more intuitive readings going forward. Is that good with you, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, and, you know, how we do this, and it's hard. I'm just going to, you know, explain this. We can use our own energy bodies to help heal someone else's body. And the most effective way is to pull in source energy to heal that body. And it's always a fine line to, because sometimes, you know, because we love people, sometimes we bring in our own energy. So it's really important as healers, if you're also a healer and you're listening to this, make sure that you're using source energy more than you're using your energy to keep your energy and or field protected.
Yes. And if you are, a healer or an intuitive, if you hear a lot of things, if you see things, it's very important to not only ground but protect your own energy and your own body on a very regular basis. And sometimes it's more than daily. It's part of my morning routine, but if I know that I'm going into a situation where, you know, before session, I do that routine all over again, because when you are a channel, you know, you have to be very intentional on what you are allowing in, because there are negative energies that will try to creep in there. And, you know, if you have a moment of weakness or if there's a chink in the armor, so to speak, they will do their best to get in. So it's very important to protect yourself.
Yeah. So, I'm called to share with people how to protect their energy. You want to do that with me?
Go, yeah, you start. Go for it. Yeah. I think we do things very similarly.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. You know, the last time we were on the show, I know that you showed people how to ground. And you made like a tree, right?
Yeah.
And which is what I do. And then we, you know, use from the heart chakra up the beam of light, right, that goes through the crown chakra. And you pull these tight, right, so earth energy connecting with spiritual energy and coming together inside our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies. And so when you should be doing that, and I want to focus on what you said, which was, you do this as a routine when you get up, but you said that you also do it a lot of times more than daily. Andrew and I, we're doing this like round the clock.
Yeah, depending on what you have going on or what's going on in the world, it's very important.
Yeah, and so I have a concept called the place of peace, which you'll be coming over to experience. I'm very excited. We're relaunching it. You know, we launched it 2 weeks prior to the pandemic. And, of course, everything, you know, stopped. And so we've been taking this out to different events, Andrew and I. And it's really important when we are running the place of peace, we have to clear the station after every single person because each person is shedding their energy, right? And so people, I want you to think about this. A friend comes to you, they're talking to you, they're in an upset, they're venting, they're shedding energy. So I have to ask you a question out there. How are you handling that? How do you feel? Energized or zapped? Do you have the veils up or not? And are you trained to protect your energy when your friend needs to vent? Because if you're not trained to protect your energy, listen up. This is what we're going to do right now. So after you ground, and if you don't know how to ground, I suggest that you go back to our last show because we're going to move forward, right? So after you ground, you are going to a grid. And if you're watching the show and you're thinking, well, I don't know what a grid looks like, I'm going to tell you to think about sacred geometry. And I'm going to show you what that looks like, the sacred geometry symbol. Let me go here. So how I feel, and I actually I haven't read this anywhere, but I just kind of know it on an intuitive level, which I trust implicitly. Sacred geometry is a beautiful weave, right? This looks like I found myself in Etsy shop.
That's okay.
That's not a bad thing, although it can take some money from you.
Right? So take a look at these symbols, right? The beautiful weave. Imagine that if negative energy was trying to get to your body, it would be tougher to do with something like this or something like this versus a straight grid where they just know exactly where to go to get in. So we want to imagine one of these symbols of sacred geometry. You pick the one that resonates with you, and you wrap that around your body as a veil of protection. Again, bring in source energy. I'll bring in my triad. Great source spirit guides, please come in. We are grateful for your help. And you want to feel the love of source in your heart chakra. If you feel anything other than the love of source in your heart chakra, that's not source. Okay, so you feel the love of source energy in your heart. Thank you for being here. We are so grateful. I want to put a veil of protection around my physical and auric body. I want to use sacred geometry, and I'm imagining the sacred geometry that I'm choosing from that screen. And I want to fill the holes of that sacred geometry with selenite and bronzite and tourmaline and rose quartz, and weave all those minerals, those crystals, into the sacred geometry around my body, above my body, below my body, to keep me energetically protected. Now I want to push it out, that veil, 100 feet. Imagine pushing that veil out 100 feet. Now push that veil out 200 feet. Push that veil out 300 feet. Wow. Do you feel protected now? Now I did this other thing. Push the veil, the bubble, the veil out 100 million feet. 100 million feet. Push it out. Keep me energetically protected. Nobody can come in. No one else's energy can penetrate that veil, that sacred geometry filled with selenite, bronzite, tourmaline, and rose quartz. Wrap my body in that. Amen, amen, amen. Take that protection. All right.
I will just add, you know, as we're going throughout our day, when I need to do something quick, I will, it doesn't have to be complicated. And so a lot of times, I think it's very important, in my experience, it's very important to call back all of your energy from wherever it may be outside of yourself. So when we're thinking about, when we're worrying about something in the future, guess what? We've got some energy in the future. Or we're thinking about something in the past. We have energy in the past. We want all of our energy in the present, in the here and now. That's a lot of times why we feel burnt out. We feel exhausted. It may not actually be a physical thing that we are feeling. We're feeling it physically, but it's because energetically we are exhausted and all of our energy or much of our energy is not in the present moment. So very quickly, you can literally just say, please call back all of my energy to the present moment. And
love
then
it.
What I do, I'm sorry.
Love it.
Yeah. And, you know, with your intention. And so I'll explain what I'm seeing in my mind's eye. So in my mind's eye, I'm seeing everything out from here, meaning future, and past, and I am literally seeing it all like a vacuum, whoom, come right into here. And so it's coming back in through my crown, and it's filling me back up with my own energy. And then what I do in another split second is imagine a screen. And you even said the word screen. So, you know, if you're out and you can't, you know, remember the sacred geometry, you know, shape, that's okay. Just imagine a screen, because it's going to do the same thing. It's allowing your good energy to get out into the world, and you can affect positively the people around you, but it's not allowing in the negative or the things that you don't want to get in. So then in the other split second, I literally imagine as wide as my arms are all the way around me, which really kind of represents your aura. So it's encompassing your auric body, your emotional body, and your physical body. And it's just putting that screen all the way around you. So it's that quick. Call back all my energy, put the screen up around me. Literally, it's that quick. So don't think that it has to be complicated and take a bunch of time. If you feel yourself walking into, like if you get called into the principal's office, you know, at work or whatever, you're being called into a meeting, or you know that you are walking into a situation that might be energy draining, or a friend calls you. You know, when you look at your phone and it's that friend that you're like, oh, what do they got going on now? You can literally have your phone in your hand and look and go, okay, call back all my energy, put my screen up, screen of protection, and you can answer the call. And then you can talk to that friend and not get drained. And it's as easy as using your intention too. I think that's very important, because we can complicate things. And really, spirit, source, our guides, the angels, they don't want it to be complicated. It doesn't have to be complicated. If we are calling on them for help, all we have to do is use our intention for calling our energy back into us, into the present moment, and energetically being protected. And they will take care of the rest. They know our intention. If it is pure, they will take care of it.
Right. That's the thing. We can't do bad, right? So, and I want to do a yes and to that. First of all, I'm really grateful that you brought that up. I created keywords for myself between me and my spirit guide.
Yeah, exactly. So, I have them too. Yeah.
I have keywords, bubble up. Then I have bubble up four. It's a different one than the bubble up and bubble up three. So one's for EMF, one's for people, you know, like.
Yeah. You just create those words, those agreements, you know, with your guides or with source. And then everybody knows. It's like, oh, okay. Yep. I know what that means. All right. Got you. You know, that secret code.
So yeah, totally. Let me close off that sacred geometry thing. There you go. It's pulling on the energy of the show.
Yeah.
Speaking about that. So let me see if we have two callers. So we can go back to Maika now to see if she has questions. Unless did you want to share anything else before we go back to Maika and answer her question? Or
I'm good. No, I'm good.
All right. Let's see here.
Greetings again. Thank you all so much for this show and these services that you're offering. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. So some time ago, I was told that there was an issue that I needed to clear in relation to my father, and that it was blocking energy in relationship to my finances. And I've explored and sought, and I have done all kind of things, but I don't know what that is. Can you assist me with that?
Did he lose a lot of money at one point in his life?
His father, his grandfather did, yes.
Okay.
He had money, but he didn't have a lot.
Mm-hmm. So that was brought forward from his grandfather, because he had in his mind that he could lose it. And so it was a fear that he had around money. And it was instilled in his children because he was trying to protect, just like his father probably tried to protect him from the same type of loss. When we experience very significant traumas, and losing a lot of money would be a trauma, mm-hmm. When we experience significant traumas, our natural tendency is to protect those around us from experiencing the same type of trauma, the same type of pain. And so we do this almost unconsciously, where we actually change the way we live. We change the way we think because of the effect of this trauma. So your father, being that he brought that down from his ancestors, he passed that on to you. And so what I'm seeing is, honestly, just acknowledging the fact that you are good with money. Understand, I am good with money. I can allow it in my space, and I can spend it, and it will always come back to me. I am not afraid that money will not be available to me. And so opening up that energetic connection between you and money is really what needs to happen. And so you can actually do this too with your intention. If you can see, like when I say to you, I'm going to give you a check. If you were to receive a very large check, where would you feel that in your body?
In my chest.
That's where mm-hmm. I feel it too.
Okay, so that's where you have your connection with money, okay? So if you can mm-hmm. imagine money being out here, okay, and then mm-hmm. it being connected to your chest, there is a cord or a connection between the two, okay? And all you need to do, because we want to keep that cord, right? We like that connection mm-hmm. with we need that. We desire that in our life for all sorts of things, for our necessities plus pleasure, correct? And so all we need to do then is, with our intention, make sure that connection is clear. Make sure it's translucent and there's not any darkness or blockages in that connection. And you can, with your intention, clear that connection. And also at the same time, the understanding that you are more powerful than money. You do not have to fear money.
Yeah, there's a saying, money is the root of all evil. Cancel, cancel, cancel. Not the
cancel,
root.
Cancel. No.
It's the people behind the money. So money.
Yeah, money is just an energy. It is not evil.
It's an exchange.
Yes, an energy exchange.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Could you understand that your father would have brought that forward based on protecting his children?
Yeah, so he had a fear. You're saying he had a fear, and then he passed that on to me and my brother.
Correct.
Yeah, so now I can, and that's the energetic cord you said, right? And mm-hmm. based on my chest.
Intentionally clear that cord so that it's malleable. It's not tough and blocked, because we want that cord with money to be very, you know, fluid. And that's all that's happening. That fear is getting in there and it's blocking. So sometimes then maybe it's hard to receive money, or when you get it, you hoard it because you're afraid of losing it. There's all sorts of ways that it can come out based on our fears or our beliefs that are ingrained in us. You know, no fault of our own. We didn't try to believe that. It just was something that was passed on to us. But as easy as it comes is as easy as it can be released if we put our intention in that direction.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. I'll do that.
Wonderful. And there's, you know, Maika, you are not alone. I work with, I would say probably 90% of the clients that I work with have money blocks. There is a lot of energetic bridges, I think is a good way to put it, that are surrounding money, because we see money all around us, you know, socially, politically, governmentally. We see money as this big, powerful thing, and that we have to have it. And if we don't keep it, you know, what are we going to do when we retire? What if something happens to us? I mean, there's all of these things that we're fed that you can understand how easily it can come to you in a fear-based belief. And so if we just understand, we are more powerful than money.
Oh, yeah. All day.
Yeah.
People give their power away and, like, really? You know, like, why are you giving your power away?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you don't feel powerful, ask yourself why you're giving your power away. Make sense?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Right. Good.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
So I want to make.
I have another issue.
What's that?
I have another issue I want to deal with.
Well, I think we need to allow other people on the show.
Can I just have y'all for an hour?
I have something to deal with, you know, and I tell everybody about you. I don't know why. I felt I wasn't going to get in today because I told so many people about you from the last.
Thank you.
I said, they're going to all be flooded.
So
and I'm not going to get it to ask the question.
This will be your last question for this show. Go ahead.
Ma'am. I have an estrangement with one of my children, my son, and I think it started in the womb because I was tormented for being pregnant when I had him, when I was carrying him. And I think that he felt rejection, but it wasn't from me, it was from his father. And so that has caused us to basically never get along, and I was burnt out by the time I had him. In terms of after he was my sixth child.
Okay.
I want to heal that estrangement.
So what I want to say is that you are an intuitive. You're spot on with your assessment. And I'm being told to tell you, I'm getting chills. I'm being told to tell you, start trusting your intuition. Start trusting what you hear. Do you hear that is true, Maika?
Yes, I've gotten this far based on trusting it many times.
So, you want to add to that, Michelle? I mean, it's clear that that's the case.
Also hearing, based on what we just talked about, which is all serendipitous, that you can clear and heal the cord between you and your son
that's exactly
energetically.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I've been working on that. I've been working on, like, putting him back in my womb and working through the rejection, clearing that and making it love and acceptance.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to recreate the experience for him energetically.
That is certainly a way that it can be done. What I'm hearing is it may take longer.
Me too.
Because he has already experienced, you know, at his age, he has experienced so much in his life that it takes a lot to go back to that space when he is not being consciously aware of it. So meaning you can do the work to clear the cord between you and him energetically without him knowing, and that can be a very easy thing to do without having to take him back to that place. So again, feeling in your body, and it may be womb. I'm actually getting more heart space, where you might feel the connection with him. But wherever that is, think of that cord. Imagine what that cord looks like, and if it has any frays or any breaks in it, you can energetically, using your intention and your intuition, you can energetically heal not only the outside of that cord, but then look on the inside, and as you look on the inside, see where the two different energies are. Your energy will be one color, his energy will be another color, and you can see where those energies might be blocked, or one might be flowing more than another. So one color might, there might be more of one color than another. And just with your intention, heal that. And then watch as it changes what's on the inside of that cord, meaning your two energies. And you'll be amazed that when you infuse that, once you intentionally heal that and infuse it with love, you'll be amazed at what can happen. You might get a phone call out of the blue, a text message out of the blue, an email out of the blue. And even if you don't have something like that happen right away, you may intuitively think, my son is thinking about me. He's thinking about me. And when you get those type of intuitive, you know, messages, it is true. And then eventually he will very likely reach out after you have done this work to heal and put love into that cord. It doesn't necessarily happen overnight because, again, our relationship, our physical experience has, you know, we have our ego in there. So he might not, even though he's feeling it, he's feeling the desire to reach out, he might not do it right away because our ego gets in and you know, he might be stubborn. There's been a lot of things that have happened, and if he feels rejected, that's a very difficult emotion to overcome and just want to step out and reach out to someone that you feel rejected by. None of us want to feel rejected. And so just understand that even once you heal that cord, he might have the inner healing continue to go on before he may reach out. But just continue to do that work and send love to that cord and to him and keep doing the work you're doing.
So let me ask you this question. Now, the energy flow and the different colors, because I've done some color therapy before. Do the colors fail? Do you bring the colors together and create a third color? Like, is that part of it too?
That's not how I do it. I see the two different colors. So let's just say, for instance, your energy you might see as a yellow, and you see his as a dark blue. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the initial energy. You might see one of them being stuck, or there's a lot more yellow toward his, where the cord is plugged into his body, and very little of the blue coming forward because you're pushing, right, your energy towards him, and he's probably contracting his energy from you. That's just intuitively what I'm thinking you might see.
Okay.
And then once you intentionally go in there and heal that and send love, those colors may change. They may not. They
okay.
may
is the love change. Energy a color? Is the love energy a color?
What's that?
As I send love, is that energy a color, the love energy? Or is it just energy?
It can be. I just typically, there's no wrong way. So if you see the love as another color, that's perfect. And then it can go in and it can be either a third color, or it might actually change the color of the yellow and the blue to a different color.
Like green.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. If that's what you see, then that is correct for you. There is no wrong when we're doing this kind of work.
Okay, great. I can see that. I can see how to do that. Thank you so much.
Good.
Y'all be on. I appreciate you so much. I don't know why. I don't know why it's not a flood of calls coming in, questions, and but I'm praying for you. I'm praying for the people who need it to come to you because you're great.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
You.
We will.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We appreciate you. So we're going to go
to a quick commercial.
We have another caller coming in, just referred by my friend Courtney. So hold on. So let me, let's do brand. Okay, hold on a second here. So I'm going to do the audio commercial. So Naima has her Wednesday, her show tomorrow, Naima Latif. We're going to play that for her.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show. As we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
So, okay, so I see that. All right, so I'm also going to do our own commercial, right? You mean, Michelle?
Yeah, and we have to talk, too, at the end of the show before we get done. We have to talk about our expo.
Yeah, so what I want to do, let me just kind of center myself here and get these handles here. Hold on. So... And Fagala is with us, by the way. She says hello.
Hi, Fagala.
So we have an announcement to make. So let's take a look at this. So. Michelle and I will be at the Atlanta Women's Expo. And I'm going to see if I can make that bigger. I'm not sure if I can. But it's at the Cobb Galleria Center. It's May 21st. This is in Atlanta because it says Atlanta Women's Expo. So May 21st and 22nd, that's this month, folks. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay? So the link to that show, we are in booth 231, by the way. Right? And so what we're doing at that show is we are doing intuitive readings, and they will be $30, and we will be, and it's for how many minutes again did you?
Well, 15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we, and there's your link, okay? So you can see that.
And tickets are only $5 if you go online. So.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that some of them are even free from what I saw.
There's a lot of places that have coupons. So, yeah, it's very inexpensive, if anything.
Yeah, so get your tickets now. Elevate your experience with a VIP ticket while supplies last. So you can also get a VIP ticket, which includes a limited edition T-shirt, tote bag, wristband for faster access to the enter the expo. And so not only will we be doing intuitive reading, but we have just recently, meaning Susan Essentials, has relaunched the Place of Peace. Now, the Place of Peace had been launched 2 weeks prior to the pandemic, right? I want to show you what you can expect. I want to tell you this is what I live for. This is really, other than my birds and my husband, this is what I live for. See if you can see that on the screen. So you can experience lasting peace. Peace starts at home, work, events with you, okay? This was part of our launch right there. There's Andrew setting somebody up at NBC Tower. It's a multimodal approach, right? Using PEMF, BOD, specific essential oils, Healy, salt lamp, and healing music. If you don't want to call it peace, you can call it bliss, right?
Yeah, sounds great to me.
Yeah, call it what you want. Let me see what this one is. Let me see. I forgot what this video is. Let me see what let's see if we can get this. So this. Oh yeah, actually, I want to show you guys. So this is one of our initial customers that joined us after having surgery. The place of peace is not just, it's not just bliss, it's not just, relaxation, rejuvenation. It is relaxation, it is rejuvenation. Peace, Dolly, it's a reset. Listen to this.
This is Jody Susan with Susan Essentials, and this is Sarah. Sarah, introduce yourself.
Sarah Chris.
And Sarah was here to pick up
milk.
So tell us what happened. Did you try the place of peace today?
I did, and I don't even know how to explain it, except for like my body, like my arms were like this, and all of a sudden they were like this, and then my leg is like this, and then it started twitching, and then it like went straight out, and then it like, but it kept doing it. Like it wasn't like, time it was like the whole thing, like my body just was doing what it needed to do. I wasn't in control, I wasn't taking, I just let it do,
let it be, let it reset.
Amazing. Like at one point I had to straighten my back out, and one time I had to go forward, my knee took. Amazing.
So how do you feel?
I can't even, there's not even words.
So what it occurred to me is it feels like what we were talking about before we started taping,
right?
Like a reset.
Yes, a reset of my system. Exactly. No, that's exactly, like my whole energy, I just had surgery, so my whole, like my energy is flowing better. Like I can feel it in my fingers, in my toes, everything.
So, and all we did was use energy-based healing. So if you want to learn more, give us a call.
Longer.
Yeah. All right.
So that's somebody who just had surgery. But what if you just have anxiety or stress or ADD, ADHD, and you're looking for inner peace? What was given to me as a download to create is so transformational. And I don't actually have words for gratitude that I have a second chance to share this with the world. And this will be going to the world. And you can try it for a very sliding scale for $30 at the Atlanta Women's Expo. And we did put the link in the screen, and I'll just share that again so you can see. But you can buy tickets at AtlantaWomensExpo.com/tickets, or you just go to Atlanta Women's Expo, go up here, you see where it says tickets on the they got home, attending, location tickets, invite friends. Yeah, that's the other thing. Invite all your friends. All right. Anything you want to add to that?
No, I'm excited. That should be a really good time. We will be, if you follow us online on any social media, we will be putting out in the next couple of weeks a calendar that if you would like to go ahead and sign up for a spot for either a reading or place of peace, you will be able to do that ahead of time and go ahead and pay online so that it's all taken care of for you when you get to the expo.
Yeah, great, great ad. And it's at booth 231. So
come see us. We would love to meet you in person.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. So with that being said, let's go to our caller and answer her question. It's 603-491. I know you don't have your hand up, but I know that you want to talk, so we're going to bring you on. Let's see here.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You take my call, and Courtney speaks very highly of you.
Thank you. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
My name is Marsha, and I'm calling from Conyers.
Nice.
Conyers,
is this
Georgia.
Marsha?
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, too.
We love Courtney.
You got to. You have no choice. She's amazing. She's a dear, dear friend that I met not long after I moved here to Georgia, and she has been an amazing friend. Amazing friend. So... it was encouraging me to call because I feel like I'm just kind of stuck. I have an amazing practice, a beautiful home I'm trying to sell. And in this market, if I can't sell it, I really don't know what's going on. And I'm just feeling stuck.
Yeah, there's a block on your home.
Okay.
How long have you had it for sale?
I put it up for sale a while ago for 5 months, and all the wrong people came to it. And I just decided to relist it, and I've been really thinky about what I, you know, it just, I don't know. I don't know what's
going on. There's an energy
block.
There's an energy block, Marsha, on your home that needs to be cleared.
Is it holding me here?
Yeah. It doesn't want to release you, so you actually have to release your attachment. You guys have to like cut cords with love.
Yeah, I did do a meditation, a clearing meditation with the house, you know, thanking it for the blessing of being here and all the wonderful moments that I've had in this house, and opening it up for someone else to come in. But I don't know.
It doesn't want to release you. Why? Why doesn't it release you? Like, why does the house not want to release you? Because it loves you.
I do love this home, but it's time for me to move on.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you need to ensure, like give confidence to your home, that you will make sure that that it will be taken care of on the journey, that the person you are going to attract into the new home will take care of the home as well as you did, or something better.
Hmm.
And that you're not that the home's not losing you, but gaining a new friend.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like having separation anxiety.
It just keeps, you know, the people who come to the house are just absolutely not the right people. And
drives
me crazy.
Well, the house is manifesting that.
Yeah.
The house is manifesting that. Because they've, okay, so, yeah. So you have to, and I know you have these gifts, so I'm just going to give you the directions so you can do it. So you have to clear, block the house from, or block or not, neutralize the house's ability to attract the wrong client.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany.
We all say we would like.
Okay, there we go.
I didn't know if we were going to go around the world.
That was spirit.
Marcia,
I had something come up for me. I don't know you, but I'm understanding you have intuitive gifts, yes?
Yes.
Okay. I am hearing that there's actually something inside of you. As much as you are expressing that you are ready to leave, there is something that is keeping you there. There's a fear or an anxiety, maybe a little anxiousness. Because we get comfortable in our space, we get comfortable in a certain place, and even though we have desire to change, sometimes there's something that even subconsciously we can be holding on to. And so I'm being told to tell you to explore that through meditation and just asking your guides to please show you where you are stopping yourself and what that might be, whether it's a fear or an anxiety about something in the future or about something that you are going to. Does that make sense?
I'm definitely willing to explore it. I guess that's the part I'm not understanding. I've always been, I'm a Sagittarius. I'll pick up and go anytime, you know, and
yeah.
I also understand that when there's a cycle in my life, I've moved a lot. I'm not tied to anything, so moving on is just another exciting adventure for me. So that's why these are things I'm not quite sure what's going on, because I have an excitement about the changes. You know, there's some physical things about the house. I'm 66. Great. Well. Tip of my hip. I'm in good health as far as anything else, but it's getting to be too much, and I need to move on to something else. And I'm anticipating where I would like to go. There's a lot of opportunity for me as far as growth and community, which, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to. So when I hear there's a block, I understand the house is holding on to me, because I've loved this house. My family was here with me and living here, so there's a lot of love in this home, absolutely.
I'm getting the sense that it could be a pause, that you're being asked to pause, and because you have kind of gone from one thing to the next, and never, you know, gotten anxious about that, you've been excited. I'm getting the sense that now is the time to pause and really plan for this and find your intention for this move and make sure that they are very clear and that they are aligned.
Okay. I thought I had. I thought I was in good shape. That's why, I know exactly what my intentions are with it. I know that the power of spirit is very, very strong. I saw the cross recently, and there is something. There's definitely a block, and that's what I was hoping to find out is how I can find it through feeling pretty confident about everything, and yet still it's not happening. So I guess I there's more that I need to explore.
Yeah, I still feel like the house is holding on to you because it loves you. There's so much love there. Let me go into the pause concept. Does the universe want you to pause? Or who wants you to pause? Oh, interesting.
What's
God
that?
Wants you to pause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was hearing too.
Yeah, God does want you to pause. I didn't hear it, but I am confirming it with what Michelle said.
I guess I don't understand pause. I've been here for 10 years. Is there a way to explain?
I'm going to find out. Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Why do you want Marsha to pause? Is something better coming your way? Does she need to stay at the house? Or do you want her to sell? They don't want you selling the house. I see people coming back to the house, family. Like you're the congregation, if you will. You're the safety net. People are going to be coming to you. You're going to need that house. You're going to need to be helping people, and that house is where they need to come to. Can't sell the house. Can't sell the house. No. Do not sell the house.
I guess I really don't understand that.
Okay. I don't always understand what spirit tells me to do, but I do it anyway.
I do the same thing. I do the same thing. My family is spread all over. They're not coming back here.
They're coming back.
Their
family's coming back. Your family's coming back.
I appreciate they're in New England, and that's where they want to be. Everybody's settled with their children and grandchildren, and everybody's real happy where they are.
I understand. Are they coming back permanently or temporarily? Temporarily coming back. It's not a permanent move. Give me a minute. Try not to resist, Marsha, because we're just giving you Okay.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is not a permanent move, but the house needs to receive them, how old are the children? Adult children or tiny children? Do they have children?
Not one. Everybody's all adults going off to college. No babies.
Do they have tiny children?
What's that? No.
Did they have tiny children?
That are all grown up now, yes.
So their children have children. Your children have children already, and they're grown up and in college.
Yeah. They're all settled with their husbands and where they want to be.
And are you saying because they're in college that they can't have children?
No, darling. They're just, I have two sisters, and they have children. My two daughters are totally set with their, one has children going off to college, and my other daughter has no intention of children. And she has a good relationship, and she's in Massachusetts.
Somebody's having a kid. That's all I'm going to tell you. Somebody's having a kid.
Nikki can't have children.
Okay. Nobody, so there's nobody in the family who can have a child.
Not my daughters, no.
None of your daughters. Could it be, it's not a daughter. Who is it? Is there a cousin or something? There's somebody. Somebody's having a kid that wants to come back. Are these the only family members that you have?
I have two sisters, and I understand. I really, really do understand what you're expressing, but nobody wants to come to Georgia. They don't like Georgia. There's really an animosity about Georgia.
So I don't hear it's a like. I hear it's a need. It's a need, not a like.
My sisters or their children, and.
Okay.
My two girls are well established. I sometimes there's things that they come in that might be distance from me, but I'd love to say, yeah, that sounds perfect. But that isn't, I just don't feel a family member coming this way or a friend.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, no, I get it. That I am loud and clear. Michelle, is anything you want to add?
I was just getting that there is going to be something happen in the family, and that is why the pause, because you need to be not in the middle of a move or a new adventure for a moment. And two, I was getting, this is temporary. This is not permanent. You will be going. You will be making the move. But they're just asking you to pause for a moment and not be in such a rush. Not that it doesn't feel like it's being rushed. Clearly, you've been waiting for a while now. This is more of a trust thing. It feels like to me is instead of taking things on our own accord, and in our humanness, to just take a step back and trust for a moment that though things might not be going the way or in the timing that we hope for, there is a divine reason for it.
Oh, I believe that 100%. 100%. I definitely believe that. No, that I can appreciate, Jody, what you said. For me, it's just a strange time. I'm used to things going differently, and I understand the pause. Definitely, definitely do. Can I ask about my hip and my back?
Well, the show is actually 5 minutes over.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah, but you're welcome to call in next month or join us at the Atlanta Expo,
That's,
you should come meet us
awesome.
At the Expo, Marcia.
Yeah.
That would be lovely. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
I will definitely... I would try to get there and to meet you. That would be nice.
Right. Wonderful.
So
we'd love to see
you
in person.
Great.
Well, I appreciate you very much. And I appreciate what the guidance that you've given me. I think it's great. And I look forward to meeting you.
Likewise. We're
yes.
so grateful. I want to thank everybody for calling in today, all of our callers. This show wouldn't be what it is without you. God bless you. And, we're just going to run the ending on this show that ran itself a moment ago.
We'll do it again.
There you go.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsanida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Jung Kujung. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.